Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Rome, we hear from Father Vivian Boland, a friar in the Irish province, who is an assistant to the Master of the Order for fraternal life and formation. Father Vivian's preaching is entitled, The Finger of God.
The Gospel reading is from St. Luke chapter 11. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, and when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he casts out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." The best known finger of God is the one painted by Michelangelo on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. Across the gap between the tip of God's finger and the tip of Adam's finger, across that tiny gap, the mysterious energy and power of creation is transmitted. The phrase has also become part of the hymn Veni Creator Spiritus as a title for the Holy Spirit, who is described in that hymn as Dextre Dei Digitus, the finger of God's right hand. The image is not used very often in the Bible, but whenever it is, it's in relation to the most significant things. In the book of Exodus, for example, the magicians of Pharaoh describe the power working through Aaron as the finger of God. The law or wisdom of God was inscribed on the tablets of stone given to Moses by the finger of God. And Psalm 8 celebrates God's power as creator. When I see the heavens, the work of your fingers. So in creation, in the giving of the law, in mysterious events, in the casting out of demons, the finger of God means the power of God is at work. There are two other references, less clear, but each of them intriguing, at Belshazzar's feast, as recounted in the book of Daniel, chapter 5, the writing on the wall is done by the fingers of a human hand. It's a human hand, but it is another divine intervention, a revelation of God's providence for the people concerned. In chapter 8 of John's Gospel, Jesus wrote on the ground with his finger in the presence of the woman taken in adultery and in the presence of her accusers. Nobody knows what he wrote or what the gesture meant, but presumably it had something to do with God's knowledge, God's providence, in relation to the woman and to her accusers. So a very ordinary thing, the finger of the human hand, applied to God as an image, is used rarely in the scriptures, but always in contexts of great significance, creation, revelation, covenant, providence. As a result, it finds its way into one of the great hymns of the liturgy, Veni Creator Spiritus, and it finds its way onto the ceiling of Christianity's most famous chapel. There are other places in the Gospels where this image is not used, but where the reality is the same. when Jesus reaches out to touch the leper in Mark chapter 1, for example. It is another striking representation of the power of God at work through him. When the woman suffering from a hemorrhage is content even to touch his garment, her faith in God's power working in Jesus is rewarded. The finger of God reaches us, touches us, blesses us in a number of ways. Wherever we are in touch with the body of Christ, this is the case. It is especially the case where the body of Christ is suffering, is needy, and is in pain. The grace of Christ reaches us through the sacraments. The Spirit of Christ supports us when we pray. Above all, the finger of God uses our fingers whenever we reach out to touch, to bless, and to heal. Perhaps the most intriguing moment is the one where Jesus writes with his finger in the dust, John chapter 8. And perhaps a useful exercise for us on this day of Lent is to imagine what he might write there about us. Perfectly just and infinitely loving as he is, what might his finger trace about how we have been with him or how we have not been with him in the service of his body? Thank you.